Sweden has witnessed a third arson attack on a mosque in a week. Police say suspects threw a firebomb at the mosque building. They also wrote offensive racist words on the wall of the mosque. The mosque is located in Sweden's fourth largest city, Uppsala. Police have attacked worshippers outside a mosque in the Bahraini capital Manama. Regime forces used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. Worshippers were planning to stage a rally to protest the detention of the main opposition leader, Sheikh Ali Salman. The Iraqi army has regained control of three villages near the holy city of Samarra in Salahuddin province. The massive operation inflicted heavy losses on ISIL militants. Official data says more than 15,000 Iraqis have been killed in violence across the country in 2014. Afghan forces have officially taken over responsibility for security from foreign forces in their country. The move comes after NATO's Afghanistan combat mission came to an end after 13 years. Some 13,000 US-led troops are to remain in the country for advising and training Afghan soldiers. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff has been sworn into office for her second presidential term. The 67-year-old president received the seals of office before heading to the presidential palace to make a national address. Rousseff is later scheduled to preside over a ceremony formally nominating her 39-strong new cabinet. Lithuania has joined the Eurozone as the last Baltic nation that adopts Europe's single currency. Officials say they hope the move would help bring stability to Lithuania's crippling economy. The former Soviet state's move comes at a time when Eurozone countries are struggling with low growth and a high rate of unemployment.